Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, Bears fans? This is T-Formation Conversation. I'm your host, Lester Wildfong, and let's just jump right into it. Bears versus Vikings, Sunday at noon Central Time in Minnesota, that lovely stadium. I got some people that I know that have been there, that have experienced it firsthand. They say it is fantastic. Just a marvel of a stadium. All the amenities you would want to have in a stadium. Something like the Chicago Bears could do if they do the new stadium in Arlington Heights. Suburbs, yes. Come on, it's still the Chicago Bears. Regardless where they're playing, it's the Chicago Bears. Get it done. Let's jump into the injury report here real quick. You know, this game, it is what it is at this point in the season. Both teams struggling, both teams out of the playoffs. Both teams, you know, have a chance to finish with identical 7-10 records. It's going to be an unwatchable game if you're not a hardcore fan. I'm going to watch it beginning to end. I won't miss a snap, but that's just how I am. I can understand if some casual fans kind of have it on as background noise. It's brutal. I mean, it's Matt Nagy's last game, possibly Ryan Pace's last game. Maybe, who knows? A lot of reports out there now, but as far as the injuries, the Chicago Bears right now, the big injury report, they have one guy ruled out. It's actually a pretty clean report, all things considered, with the Chicago Bears. Part of that has to do because it's the last game of the year. They got a couple guys in IR. But this is it. The Akeem Hicks era is probably coming to an end. He has been ruled out with an ankle injury. I was really hoping he was going to play last week to get his flowers, so to speak, at Soldier Field. Didn't happen. So I thought, okay, at least he'll finish off this season, you know, with the Bears. They'll do something. Nothing again. He's injured, not playing. Probably not coming back. Tough to see because he's one of my all-time favorite players. I know a lot of Bears fans feel the same way. Just he's been a guy that's given his heart and soul to the franchise since he's been in Chicago. So it's going to be tough to see him go. I wish him well wherever he lands, unless it's somewhere else in the NFC North. Other than that, good luck to Akeem Hicks. The Bears have three questionable players on this week's report. Outside linebacker Robert Quinn, nose tackle Eddie Goldman, cornerback Duke Shelley. All three practiced the last couple days at Hallis Hall. I expect all three to be eligible to play. Duke Shelley, maybe inactive. It depends what else the Bears got there, but I would not be surprised to see him inactive. It all depends on who they have active at there and who they want to get a look at. You might see a couple surprise guys called up for the game on Saturday. And if that's the case, of course, like always, we'll update the site at WindyCityGridiron.com. But I expect Quinn, Goldman, and Shelley all to be good to go, ready to play if possible. One of the reasons why the Bears have such a small injury report this week is they actually put a couple players on injured reserve. Neither is a serious injury. Tight end Jesper Horsted is on IR, and as is wideout Jakeem Grant Sr. But Jakeem Grant is going to be good to go because he is a Pro Bowler this year for the first time in his career. So Grant's going to be good to go for the Pro Bowl, which is going to be the first week of February before the Super Bowl. But then, of course, the COVID list. Rookie quarterback Justin Fields is on it. From what I understand, there's a slight chance he could be removed in time for the game, but I got a feeling that's not happening. Head coach Matt Nagy already said Dalton's starting, Fields is the backup. So I'm guessing is that he's not going to clear protocols by then. He's not going to play because of the reserve COVID-19 list. Either is Charles Snowden, who is also on that reserve COVID-19 list. He's a practice squatter, but he was protected this week, so there was a chance they're probably going to activate him. But now that's not going to happen. So let's jump over to the Vikings. They got one player doubtful. That's defensive tackle Michael Pierce. He's a pretty damn good football player, so if he misses, that'll help the Bears out quite a bit. But he's doubtful with an illness, not COVID-related. He's missed the whole week of practice. Then they have three questionable players. Offensive guard Wyatt Davis, and then cornerbacks Chris Boyd, Mackenzie Alexander. Neither one of the corners practiced on Friday, so we'll see if there are game time decisions or not. Wyatt Davis has practiced the last couple days, so I expect him to play. But the big news for the Vikings also is revolves around the quarterback. They're getting Kirk Cousins back off the COVID list. He's expected to get the start, so that'll be good for him. He's going to try and go out on a strong note here, but he hasn't really played well against the Bears. That's kind of whether it's the Sean Desai, Vic Fangio-style defense, whether it's just something mentally with him. He doesn't play too good against the Bears, so hopefully that keeps going here and the Bears get a win. The Vikes also are going to be without a couple big-name players. Daniel Hunter, defensive end, is on IR. They're also missing tight end Irv Smith Jr. on IR. And wide receiver Adam Thielen is also going to miss the game. He is on IR as well. So both teams a little banged up. Both teams missing players from COVID. Both teams looking to finish the year strong. Of course, it doesn't really matter how they finish because the season's over for both teams. Neither one's going anywhere after this. Next stop, free agency. Next stop, the draft. But as far as these two franchises, next stop is going to be actually Black Monday, as both franchises are looking to probably make a change at head coach. Matt Nagy, good as gone. Mike Zimmer for the Vikings. It's up in the air right now, but from what I understand, it's trending towards he may step away or he may be let go as well. So should be an interesting Monday in the NFL for both the Bears and the Vikings. But that is it. That is my time. Again, I want to thank you guys for listening to the channel all season long. T-Formation Conversation will still be coming at you during the offseason. I'm not kind of sure exactly where I'm going to take it, but it's not going to be injury reports, obviously. We're going to probably jump in here time to time with some guests, do some off-season big picture stuff, maybe some history stuff. Then, of course, the other shows are going to probably do something similar. We will have Barely a Podcast, which is our quick-hitting breaking news podcast. We have something scheduled to go live for you guys on Monday. Once the Big Bears firing news happens, we'll have Barely a Podcast. Not sure who's going to jump on there and host that, but be looking out for the WCG podcast channel because something will definitely happen if there's any breaking news. I'm sure we'll have the free agency covered. We'll have the draft covered. I'm sure we'll get EJ Snyder, Jacob Infante, our draft guys. You know, we'll do something, of course, for the draft, but it'll be popping all offseason. There's no offseason for the Chicago Bears. There's no offseason for Windy City Gridiron. Keep it locked and bear down, my friends.